Blog Talk Radio.
All right, y'all. During the break, we were having a lively conversation, and I cannot stop talking about it. My topic is women who have very good taste in men. And I got two of them at the top of my list. Demi Moore and that goddamn Lisa Bonet. Whew, Demi Moore had Ashton Kutcher and then Bruce Willis. And both of them are still a man.
Yeah, that's true.
Both of them are fine. Both of them got their heads screwed on straight.
Good daddies.
They're good daddies. They even get along with each other.
That is crazy that they get along with each other.
I know. That woman, she's smart, and I know her heart is broken.
Ashton Kutcher isn't with Demi Moore anymore.
Not anymore. They broke up. But that's okay, because she's going to find her another one. She got the man in her nose. She know what to pick. But the one who tied her.
Like a great, what are they called? Bloodhound.
Yeah, you can call her whatever you want to, honey. The girl's smart. Mm-hmm. she got. Both of these women got the same thing, honey. Cougars, but they smart.
Okay.
The other one is Lisa Bonet. Stan Heffer. She's going to score Lenny Kravitz. Okay, when she was younger. And now she got Jason Momoa. God damn.
I want to have a mimosa.
Girl, I'm like looking at that man. I'm like, ooh, he is fine.
He is beautiful.
He is beautiful.
Yeah.
Talk about a big, tall, look like a doe, like a fucking tree. Bring it on, baby. He crawling down that goddamn tree. That man. And I'm looking at him and her. He looks like he going to break her ass.
He looks like the main Tarzan.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, he could be Tarzan. He could be Superman. He could be
anything. He could play in the Jungle Book.
Honey, he could play in anybody's book. You talk about fine and beautiful. That is a mighty man. Boris, you got some running company, baby. Ooh, put me on an island. I'll just sit there and look. Give me some Boris. Give me some Jason. Give me some Yo Man.
Oh, Josh Hartnett.
Josh Hartnett.
God damn.
Give me some Denzel. My ass would be, I wouldn't go nowhere. I just spread. Look at them pretty ass men. They're fine. They got muscles. And the Rock. That's another one.
Yeah. Yep.
Hats off to the ladies.
Yeah.
They know how to pick them. I have to give it to you. Lisa, girl, you get 15 goddamn gold stars from me, girl. You know what you're doing. So do you. And don't worry, Demi. You're going to get you another one, girl, because your nose radar is good. Give me some.
What's your secret?
I know.
Give me some. Help me out.
They cougars. They pick them. They pick
them.
They
are. How old are these women?
Well, Lisa Bonet, I don't know how. Yeah, Lisa Bonet may be 40 something. She's not too much older than Jason.
And Demi, too. She's in her 40s.
Yeah, and when she met Ashton.
She's in her 50s.
Yeah, she's in her 50s. And when she met Ashton, she was quite a bit older, but she was so pretty.
Yeah,
so that's what it is. So you know what? She's still pretty.
Jennifer Aniston.
Who's she picking up?
I don't know who she has, but she's a cougar, too.
Oh, she is?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they've been taking lessons. Y'all need to start a goddamn woman-man school. Just like Steve Harvey, y'all need to get on the circuit and tell these women how to pick for men, okay? Because y'all got it going on. All right, I'm done.
If they come out with a show like that, I'm going to know exactly where they got it from.
From us? Yeah, y'all be stealing. But girls, I'm giving you a hint, because y'all got the number. Go ahead and do it. All right, I'm done. Y'all talk, because I'm getting all flushed.
Okay. What movie first turned you on? If you guys can remember.
What kind of way? Sexually?
Yeah. I'll never forget.
Like a regular movie.
It made me feel so awkward, too.
I know. I'll never forget either.
It was Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights?
Yes.
Mark Wahlberg?
Yes. I love Mark Wahlberg so much. After that, I was like, I have to have him. But I was like, oh my god, this movie is like a soft porn.
I know, that's how I felt when I watched Kids. And I was like,
what is
oh,
Kids?
It's a 90s movie. It's an independent film
about
AIDS specifically, but there's a lot of sex and drugs that go on in that movie. But I was young and I remember being fully turned on. I was like, this is awkward.
When I was a kid, I wasn't even allowed, so I didn't.
It actually came on TV. I didn't even have it. Like, it's just. came on.
Boogie Nights?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it didn't have all that in it.
We rented the movie, and back in the day, it was NR, like, not rated. So, like, we weren't allowed to, but my cool uncle got it for us.
Oh, like, oh,
there's always a cool
you
uncle,
know,
a cool aunt.
He's gay. He's cool, you know. But, yeah, that movie was like, woo, kids, boy.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let me see. The one with, oh, God, the one with Mickey Rourke, the sex one. Oh, I can't remember the name of it, though. I can't remember the name. Yeah, it was a long time ago. This movie, it's the same movie that I think they made, 50 Shades of Grey. It was about S&M. I was telling y'all about the movie. It's an old movie. It's like 25, 30 years old.
I remember you telling
me.
Yeah,
and I forgot the name of it. I'll think of it. But there's another movie.
Uh-huh.
And I saw this movie on cable one night, yeah. And it turned my – I was like, oh, this is such a sexy movie. Lay With Me. It's an independent movie. You never heard of it.
No, I never heard of it.
That movie is so sexy.
Yeah.
It is so sexy and romantic. And True Romance turned me on. True Romance turned me on because it was really about romance with Christian Slater and – Roseanne Arquette? No, Patricia Arquette. It was
Patricia Arquette.
Yes. That one turned me on. So there you go.
That's
but Lay With Me. This, I said, listen, Lee, I'm always turned on. I get diseases from my ass off. That's what they men like about me. Oh, you can pop. I go, yep, I can pop. I can squirt. I can do all that shit.
I can.
Oh, my God.
I like sex. You sure
I can't do that. I don't know how girls do that because I cannot do that.
I don't know if it's a man or what, honey, but
I think
hey.
It's a woman. I think it is a man. I don't know. That is so funny. I know I can't do that though, but I see it happen. I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. That's a special skill. Okay, like you're talented.
Yeah,
you're
men
talented.
Love it. No, they're like, what is that?
What?
It ain't pink. Nope, it ain't pink. I have, you know what, I think it has to do with your anatomy.
I think so.
I think that's
so,
what it is. I think
probably.
It's an anatomy thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because that's, it's weird. Not too, don't even go there, because that's what I think it is. Well, I do, because I think, you know, I don't know. All right, you guys.
I don't know why my topics became so sex-related today.
Because it's okay.
It's okay,
let's break it. Why, you know what?
What?
Why, let me tell you something about America. America is a great place, especially for women.
Yes. True.
Vice again. I'm watching all this. I'm talking about, they had this Afghanistan. This reporter goes to Afghanistan, and it's terrible the way they treat Afghani women.
Yeah.
I mean, they had like 87% of them are abused in some kind of way.
I want to say something before you go on.
Oh.
Aren't the reporters amazing, though, how they
are fucking amazing.
This fucking fire and this war, and they're front line, and they're getting all this amazing footage. And
they could get killed.
Yeah. I'm like, wow.
I always wonder about
they
their
got
safety.
Who I do, too.
When they
don't
how,
have safety.
And how they get the intel to meet up with these people, the people that do the fake money, the people that...
I know.
The abortions,
mm-hmm.
The people that do
yeah, because they
murder.
Be right there with
yeah,
it, man.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
Like nobody
in the
cartel.
I know.
Even though the guys were all covered up, are still
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
And when they were in Egypt and that girl went down in that goddamn cave,
uh-huh.
I was like, oh, honey, because they have really, Egypt is terrible what they've done. They are robbing the tombs. They are robbing the pyramids. Because nobody goes to Egypt anymore because it's too goddamn dangerous. In Egypt, all they had was tourism.
Wow.
Everybody wanted to go see the Sphinx. Everybody wanted to go see the pyramids. Nobody's going there. So now they're raiding all the museums. They're taking all the artifacts. They're digging tunnels and going into tombs. Put them damn pharaohs up. Get out your fucking casket. I want your jewelry. Bam! They're taking all the stuff, and it's terrible. And the Vice reporter, she was a woman. And she had her ass out there. Going to the pyramid, girl, going down in the fucking tunnel, watching the guy dig up the stuff.
Oh, my God.
And she went her ass down, and you should see, it's just a little tunnel with this little rickety ladder, and she goes down, and you can only stand in there for like 30 minutes because you can't breathe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, girl, you're fucking nuts.
Yeah.
But she, I mean, and that's the thing.
I'm saying.
Yeah, they go like the guy that's in Afghanistan, crazy. He got mad at the girl, they're going to tell the reporter, somebody ought to cut off your nose.
I'm like,
I'm going to cut off your fucking dick. Oh, I swear to God, these assholes, that's what I said to myself, I'm about to cut off your fucking dick.
Sometimes
you know.
I wish I would meet a man like that out here. Just like a fucking slap him.
Oh, God. Oh, you better watch a girl because he's coming breaking your house and jihad. You call off his goddamn head. You don't want to fuck with them. They nuts.
They are nuts.
They nuts. Mm-mm. Don't
and then throw a mess on your house and blow,
that's
what,
that blow your ass up.
Blow you home.
Yeah, leave the ass alone. I don't, you must stop.
Yep.
You're welcome
to
buy.
Don't
have nothing
don't
to do with
them.
Nope.
yeah,
you know, people, because they be, there are people, I swear, I could do some of the stuff they do, like the people who take the tusk off the elephant.
No,
I wish I could
that.
Catch one of them poachers and take all their fucking teeth out while they live. Just pull them out. Ooh, I can't stand them. But yeah, these bicycle, they something. If any of these reporters that go down here, some of them do get killed. Every now and then you hear a reporter gets killed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know what,
oh, yeah,
y'all?
They do.
Y'all
they,
gotta.
They do.
Yeah, they risk their lives
yeah,
to bring you the true story, so I have much love and respect for them.
And I wonder how they get in contact with these people. Like,
people love Bill Maher.
Oh, yeah.
I love Bill Maher. Bill Maher, all right. People love Bill Maher. And he, you know what? They shut the fuck up. Well, look at what Sean Penn and, El Chapo.
Yeah.
And what's the actress's name? Delgado? What's the first name?
I don't know.
Miss Delgado. Look at what they did.
Yeah.
And
is it
that
Karen
was,
Delgado?
Yeah.
No, I
don't
know.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot her first name. Her last name was Delgado.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, and she was on MSNBC. She was on Dateline or something. That was some scary shit. She didn't even know. They didn't know what was going on. They didn't know what. They just went, and they just trusted him. And this one. But he treated her nicely. You know, is it Elizabeth? What's her first name? I can't remember that girl's first name.
I know.
Yeah, but anyway. But anyway. I have much respect for these people because they don't have to do it.
I know.
You know, and they risk their lives. And I know it is exciting. Bye, Jason, you fine motherfucker. Look at me.
Can't help yourself. You saw those eyes.
Oh, so, yeah. I'm like, oh, anyway. But I have much respect for them, you guys.
Yeah, I
okay?
agree.
They yeah,
are,
they
yeah,
risk
yeah.
their lives, and I don't know. But anyway. America is a great country because, you know, in other countries, what they do to gay people, you know, in Uganda, gay people, they are the devil. They think to just kill them.
Yeah.
They have these stupid plays where they have people acting like they got raped and they have disease coming out their body and all. I mean, it's crazy what
That's
other
so
people
crazy.
In other countries believe.
I know, and
this
they have such
crazy.
A... perception of gay,
too. Yeah, and it's
but.
Like people, all black people talking about they want to go to Africa. Y'all take your ass to Africa. I don't have nothing to do with it. Them people crazy.
I'll stay here.
Yeah, I'm staying. I'll take my ass. The only way I'm going to Africa, I'll go on safari, and I'm taking my goddamn white friends with me because they ass want to come back home.
Yeah.
Okay? I ain't taking nobody talking about, oh, I'm Africa. I want to stay. You fucking stay. I'll come home with my white buddies. We going back. That's right. And I want to just see the damn animals. I want some guards, pitch the tent. That's it. I'm out of here, goddamn. I ain't want to see no culture, nothing. I'm done. Yeah, I said it. Come get me. I don't give a damn.
Where's the lion? Get me back.
And don't shoot the lion. Just get us in the tent and burn some damn fire. Do not shoot the lion. Okay?
Oh, that is so funny. That actually reminds me, up north, you can do an African safari type of, up here in California, up in Northern Cal, they have this African safari type deal where they actually have lions. And
is it Lion Country Safari?
It's what?
Is it Lion Country Safari?
I don't know what it's called, but it's rather expensive, and they have, like, these, like, cool, like, houses just right there in the middle of all the land that you could rent out, and they're, like, treetop houses, and the animals come up to it. And stuff. It sounds really neat, but it kind of sounds a little bit creepy. Like, how do you get off the property? If you want to go to a restaurant or something, I mean, I guess you can't. You call for security.
Do they let you get off?
I don't know. I don't know. But me and Garrett were looking it up for his birthday. We couldn't go to the restaurant. I was like, they have this in California with all these animals? Literally, you guys should look it up.
Are there lions and tigers?
Yes.
And
giraffes and everything. Yes.
Well, giraffes ain't gonna hurt you, but you gotta watch out, cause that's like a. Do they have big cats there? That's
yeah,
like,
big cats. Just look. You gotta look it up. It's in Northern California.
You gotta tell me the name of it. Yeah, I gotta look that up.
I will. I'm
yeah,
gonna,
because
see,
big cats. Now that's when you're talking the shit there, cause they could eat you.
Yeah, you wanna be African
safari.
Yeah,
because a giraffe ain't gonna hurt you. A hippopotamus ain't. Well, a hippopotamus could hurt you, but a rhinoceros ain't gonna hurt you. But big cat.
Yeah.
They could eat you.
They'll eat your ass.
All right. And they could eat the giraffe, too. They could eat the,
I don't know exactly what.
Yeah, you got to tell me the name of it. I got to check that out.
I am. I'm like,
All right. Anyway.
That's something you could stay in California and do, you know?
You know what? Like I said, if I were to go to Africa,
yeah,
I would only want to go to safari.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm done.
Don't take me to the homeland. Nowhere.
No, I ain't my homeland. I was born in America.
Don't take me okay. nowhere. Okay.
New York, New Jersey. I'm an East Coast girl, okay? Community West Coast. I am American. All right? Mm-mm.
Okay.
All right, y'all. To make it more light. Do y'all believe in aliens?
I guess I'll believe in aliens.
I'm not talking about the ones that come from, you know, Mexico and Nicaragua and all that.
I'm talking about the ones from space, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I do. There's definitely something else out there.
Yeah, I believe in it, too.
You know, I think I saw a UFO once when I was young.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I used to be so scared to go outside at nighttime for that reason.
Really?
Yes.
You think they zap you up?
Well, and I used to think the Goodyear blimp I do was a UFO. That's funny.
Because I think they could probably get here and we can't get there. But I believe in aliens. I don't know how I feel about them, though, because it's like, don't zap me up in the spacecraft and experiment on me.
Maybe that's just a myth.
Yeah, well.
Well, I don't know. I believe
I hope
it.
It's not. Absolutely. If it is,
I don't
want to
be one of their victims.
The thing is Area 51, because they always think about Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know if I want to really know. And I wish Bryce would do a program on Area 51.
Oh, it's so secretive, though. The only thing you
it's so secretive, yeah.
You can go on Google Maps and you can look at Area 51 and you can see what you can see, actually, like what's in there, kind of, but that's the closest you're going to get, really.
Yeah, they're not going to let you on there.
Yeah.
But it's like, what are you doing there?
Yeah.
They keep it so damn secret.
Yeah, aliens.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Fuck yes, there are aliens.
But have you actually saw an alien spaceship? Would you tell anybody? Would you think you were hallucinating?
I would tell somebody. I'd be scared as fuck. Because if I go there, I'll come back and I'll go back to you. This is an alien, I swear. I'm in space. Come get me.
I come to get you.
Oh, my God.
I'll call the government and say, look, she got sick by
the government.
But, yeah, well.
They'll call me away in a case and call me number 81. Unsolved mystery.
Yeah, because you know what, you guys? I don't know. It depends on what day it is, if I got sleep or not. If it was, I didn't get no sleep, I probably think I was going to lose a day.
They're green and weird.
Well, I don't know if they're green and weird. I have no idea what they are. I have no idea.
I
don't know.
Like, they do have that weird head. I think if they have littler bodies and they're tall. I believe that they're tall. And I don't really know the rest.
I have no freaking idea.
I don't want to talk about aliens because what if they're listening to me? Like,
well, that don't mean it's bad.
Because there's different types of aliens, I think.
They're going to think, she don't believe in me.
Like different races and stuff like that. I believe that.
I don't know. I don't know.
I truly do believe in aliens, though.
Yeah, but see, I don't necessarily think that they're bad. Yeah, see, that's the thing that people do. What is it about human nature? If you don't know what something is, you just fucking kill it.
I don't know why.
I mean, we're so fearful, but why are we like that? You know, I'm like, damn. I'm not going to automatically assume you want to hurt
me.
We
fear the unknown. Humans fear the unknown.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's sad because, like I said, I'm not going to automatically, maybe I'll die because of that, I'm stupid, but I don't just assume you're going to kill me.
Yeah, but I'll pet you.
No, I ain't saying I'm going to pet it.
Like Men in Black.
I didn't say I'm a pet it now, okay?
I just
said I'm going to respectfully go, hey, I'm friendly. I am no harm. You cool? Or should I be running? No, that's it.
Are we okay?
Are we okay? That's it. But I'm not going to try to hurt it.
They're going
to
go, zap.
Well, then I guess my ass will be painfully going in dead. Unless they zap me up there and I wake up, I'm all a slab and they're poking me full of stuff and I'm like, ah!
They're probing you.
They're probing me. But, yeah, I just don't automatically assume that there's going to be danger, y'all.
Okay. I don't assume there's going to be danger, but I think there's something else out there. We're not the only ones. I would be naive to think that we're the only ones. And there is something that's probably more intelligent than we are.
That's the other thing, too. I want to learn from you. Just don't torture
just
me.
Like
but
they
I want to
learn
from
us. But
yeah.
They learn and they're.
They learn we're stupid?
Right. They're like, let's take on their stupid.
That's about it. They learn we stupid. But I don't know, you guys. Like I said, the thing with makes me think they are smarter if they can get here and
well,
we can't get there.
I want to know if they are doing this. How long do they live? What are their lifespans like?
I wonder if they die.
Yeah, that's what I wonder.
Yeah, do they die?
Do they die?
Because
they have babies and stuff. How long is their lifespan? Or do they die?
Yeah. Yep.
Where do you live?
Yeah.
Mars?
Because you know the galaxy. Mars is kind of hot.
I know. I know. The moon. I heard that. I did.
You did to the moon. Ain't that the moon?
I don't know. There's stuff because there's a lot of craters on the moon.
This is true.
I know.
That's true. We don't know everything that's on the moon.
I've heard that we can actually live on the moon.
Yeah, we can.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Branson is trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, they need to go, but I'm going to tell you one thing. I ain't going to be the first to go.
I'm not either.
Because I want to know it works out.
Yeah. Let me know you guys can live on the moon.
Oh, my God. Oh, you guys, you know the astronaut that went and stayed for, like, all those years?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, no, that's somebody's talking. Okay, the astronaut, what happened was, you know, he got taller because of gravity.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in 2 hours,
yeah.
He got back to his regular size. Two hours.
That's crazy.
That's nothing.
All of your insides.
Gravity. Yeah, they stretched. There was no gravity.
Uh-huh.
He stretched out.
That's crazy.
But it only took 2 hours for the gravity to pull him back in.
Weird.
That is a trip.
How weird would you feel, though, like coming back from space and you're all super
I don't
big
know.
And...
We're learning from him.
Oh.
We're learning from him. And I hope he's going to be all right because you know he got a twin brother. And they're comparing him to his twin brother.
Oh.
Yeah, he got a twin brother.
And
so I'm like, wow. So far, I haven't heard nothing about him. So I think he's okay. I hope he's going to be okay.
I
want
to go to that house. The gravity house that you can go like sideways in.
I've seen that. You could just float. Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Are you talking
about
that's
the
cool.
Price?
No,
it's
a house.
Oh, you can literally go like this and flip yourself all around. There's no gravity.
There's no gravity.
It's
an anti gravity house. It's in another country.
Oh,
it's in another country. Yeah, I don't know. It may be in Switzerland or someplace.
Yeah, it's really cool though.
How would it make there be no gravity?
How do you think that they train astronauts?
Oh, is it trained astronauts?
Yeah, they have no gravity rules. They can do that.
That's
how they train astronauts. Before you could even go into space, girl, they put you.
I thought they
trained
you underwater for space.
But they may do some training underwater, but they also do training all out. They do anti-gravity training because they have to make sure you can do it. You have to go through a lot to be an astronaut.
Bumping from place to place.
I know, and you'll
see
that on the ground. It's like flying.
That would be really drunk doing that.
Oh, no, I don't think I want to be drunk.
That would be
so
fun.
On acid doing that. I don't know. I think that'd be freaky.
That would be freaky.
I'd be like, whoa. I don't know. I think that would drive me. No, I would want to be in my right mind.
Yeah.
Like,
me too.
Like that. But yeah, it looks like it's a lot of fun, though. But yeah, she's right. They have an anti gravity room, and I probably called a mint to go to it. But it sounds really fun. Okay, next. I'm going to shut up. Go.
What is your girl crush, if you guys have one? I was kind of thinking mine would be J-Lo, because I think she's a powerful woman, and she's pretty.
My girl crush.
I don't
really
have, a lot of girl crushes, but J-Lo's
powerful. I haven't thought about a girl crush.
I know. So
I haven't thought about it. My girl crush?
Gotta have a girl crush.
Let's think about it.
I would say Lisa Bonet and Demi Moore. They're my girl crushes.
Because
they admit. Oh, I love that song. Girl Crush by Little Big Town.
Oh, you do love that song.
I love that song. It's a song called Girl Crush. That song is the bomb. The way they wrote it.
And it's actually not about her having a crush on a girl.
No, it's about her having a crush on a girl because she wants the man she got.
Yeah, like you.
Like
that's
me.
A girl crush.
Yeah,
okay.
Got a girl crush because how do you do it?
Now, teach me your ways. God, I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when you just don't even.
I don't know.
Yeah, I've never even thought about a girl crush.
I've never thought about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's nobody that empowers you or you look as like you're awesome.
But they're like my mentor, I guess you could call that a girl crush.
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, because when you say girl crush, I'm thinking about in love with them, I guess. That's why I can't. Yeah, but they're women that I admire.
Okay, we'll come back to that one.
Okay.
What's one thing you do to get in the mood to go out? To a club.
Oh!
Or go out anywhere.
Damn, you think I'm going to a club?
Or, okay, when you go out to do something, what do you have to do to get in the mood?
It's a pregame.
Maybe you have to take a shower. What is it?
Oh, I have to take a shower.
I have to get ready.
And I have to have my right outfit. It depends on how I'm feeling.
The music has to be right, and you have to have a drink right there to get yourself ready.
Really? No, I don't have to do all of that. I don't have to do all of that.
Have a drink.
I don't know. And lately, I'm kind of unmotivated. I'm kind of liking my house lately, so I don't know.
I kind of have to get in my head about what I'm doing to go out. Like, I have to get excited about it.
In order
to, pump me up to go out. I'll be like, oh, what are we doing?
It's got to be worth it.
Yeah.
Because kind of going out now is a hassle.
It is. So I have to foresee the event and make it like a positive thing in my head. I'm like not motivated.
It's got
to
be fun. Me
right,
too.
Yeah.
It's got to be fun. Like I'm really looking forward to my friend's wedding just because I'm looking forward to her being so happy and being there. That is just
and
beautiful.
It's
going to
be
in
LA.
It's
going to
be, yeah. It's going to be in Malibu. But it's about her. I want her to be happy because she's a lovely person. So I'm looking forward to that. But I have to be motivated because, quite frankly, I love my home. I love my house. I can just go anywhere in my house and go out in my damn garden. I can just, sit on my deck. There's like tons of things for me to read. There's always something for me to do. I have lots of animals to entertain me. My ass get lost up in here. So I have a lot of stimulation.
Like the jungle.
Yeah, there's a lot of stimulation. I always got something to do. There's always a plant to transfer or something to clean. Or some book to read, or something to try to catch up on TV, or somebody to talk to. There's a lot of stuff for me to do, and I don't,
got lizards, birds.
I stay occupied. So it's got to be something tempting out there for me to get my ass out there, because every time you go outside, if I got to get on the freeway, I got to deal with crazy people. It's just so many damn crazy people.
It's scary outside.
Yeah, it's kind of scary because people are nuts.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like I said, I got to be kind of motivated.
Okay. And what is your favorite place to go out to?
Ooh, did you bump your hand? Boy, did you eat your nugget? Oh, it's the trash truck. It's the trash truck. The dog almost cracked his head trying to get to the trash truck. Yeah, let him go. Let him go. Go outside. All right, we're sorry. There's lots of noise. The dogs are getting excited. They're getting excited. They want to go get the trash man. And why the hell is he so late today? You notice that?
Very,
he's very, very late. Everybody's
you're
late today.
It's like 10 a.m.
No, 7.
Shit.
That's why, oh, my God. I don't know about anybody else to trash people. My trash people come at 7 o'clock in the damn morning. Except for today, it is what? That's why we try to do the show at 12:30.
Right.
We want to get away from the trash people, but now they're here. All right, we only got how many seconds?
90 seconds.
Okay, we only got 90 seconds. So excuse us, y'all. We are so sorry for that interruption, but I have super dogs. You cannot creep up to my house without my damn dogs hearing your ass. Them damn dogs can hear a lizard on the goddamn porch, and I am not lying.
They are security guards.
No, seriously. That's what they do. They were going crazy one night. Rambo was going crazy. Mm-hmm. I couldn't figure out what the hell it was. A couple of days, I go outside, I see a bird seed bag. And the bird seed bag was open. Some had been eating the bird seed. And it was a damn lizard or a bird out there on the porch, and that's what the hell he was barking at. Okay? And y'all know, you cannot creep up here. And like the police said, don't get no damn alarm. Get you a little dog. Oh, we only have about 30 seconds. We got to talk about this next week, y'all. What do y'all think about all this new surveillance?
I
They have this thing now. All you got to do is plug it in. It hits up to your cell phone. You can see all in your house and all outside.
Oh, that baby.
All you
got to
do
like
is put it. No, this thing.
It's an app on your phone.
I like
this
that.
This is not an app. This is an actual thing.
Oh, I don't know.
That you put, it's like a little device. Oh, okay, y'all. We got to go. Bye-bye. Y'all have a nice weekend. Ladies, say bye.
Bye.